Blog Talk Radio.
Confirming the word with signs follows. Welcome to another episode of House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's lesson will be Trust is not figuring it out as our teachings on the supernatural faith continues. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. Forgiveness for sinning against thee. Lord, I know that you are faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I pray that you will strengthen us to forgive those who have sinned against us. O God, if there's anything within my heart against anyone, help me to forgive. Lord, I pray that your will be done in this ministry and our lives. Lord, I pray that we will overcome our selfish desires and show concern for others. Teach us to come to you daily in prayer and supplication. Father, give us our bread this day, spiritually as well as physically. Feed our souls and bodies and make this a glorious day in you, O Lord. The world is starving for you and many are starving for hunger. Lord, I pray that you will keep us from the awful pull of temptation. Deliver us from the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes. Lord, leave us not to ourselves, but deliver us from the evil one. He is the master of deceit and paints such a beautiful picture. He is so deceptive, and he's a roaring lion seeking to devour us. Deliver us. Preserve us, guard us, O God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. continue on this spiritual journey, we call on all men and women of the world to preach and teach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to join us on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. Our vision, passion, and purpose are to share the Word of God with the world, help believers, both ministers and laymen alike, do everything we possibly can to lead men, women, boys, girls to give their hearts and live to Jesus Christ to secure the eternal life which He offers. Do all we can to minister to the needy of the world. Give Jesus Christ His proper place, the place which the Word gives Him. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Every child of God is precious to the Lord and deeply loved. Every child is a servant of the Lord, touches the lives of those who come in contact with this ministry. May our wonderful Lord continue to bless those of Christ's ministries as we diligently labor to reach the world for Jesus Christ and to meet the desperate needs of those who suffer much.
Oh, what a voice, grace of God.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our lesson series will be Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Trust is Not Figuring It Out. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Oh,
Father, as we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we prepare tonight to teach the lesson on trust is not figuring it out, I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will take full control and guide me through these lessons tonight, that I will not allow my ego to get in the middle of this lesson. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people, and I pray that it will be a blessing to every individual that is listening tonight, or for those who will be listening in the future. Lord, I thank you once again, and I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Many Christians say that they trust the living God and are believing God for something by faith. Yet, on the other hand, they are trying to figure out how it is going to be done. For the purpose of getting true clarity regarding this lesson, I will define the words trust and figure. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines trust as a firm belief in the honesty, reliability of another. Faith. The Hebrew word for trust in this text of scripture is batash, pronounced bata, meaning to trust, be confident or sure, be bold, confident, secure, sure, careless, put confidence, make to hope. So when we say that we trust God, we are saying that He is reliable, and we place our faith in His reliability. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines figure out as to solve. Figure can mean to compute, reason, guess, etc. The very definition of these words tells us that we cannot trust God and rely on Him. If we are trying to compute, reason, and solve, what we are trusting Him for? Greater levels require trust. To walk in greater levels of faith and power, it is important that you do not try to figure out, calculate, or reason how God is going to heal, deliver, set free, and meet your needs. Rather, you must just believe. When you try to figure out in your mind how God is going to do something, then you are not trusting God. God never told us that faith requires us to figure it out. Rather, faith requires us to rely on the trust and integrity of God's word. Most Christians try to figure out how we are going to get what we have asked God for, or what He has shown us that He would do, because we don't really trust God. Our figuring it out is our backup plan just in case God does not come through. Anytime that you have a backup plan for God, then you are not believing Him. And we need to do something else. Yet it is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in our or anyone else's plan. Psalms chapter 118 verse 8 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." Fear can also be a factor in trying to figure it out. Fear causes many to try to figure it out. Fear is often the doorway that the enemy uses to access the minds of the child of God, to burden them with his possibilities of failure, defeat, with the purpose of getting them to believe or put their trust in this rather than God's word. The child of God then begins to think on how they are going to solve this issue, forgetting that their greatest resource is the integrity of God's word. Fear causes people to move in the flesh, which is directed by their mind alone, while trust or faith causes the child of God to yield to the Spirit of God, who will speak life into the mind, thus causing us to move and act by God's direction and in His time, thus having 100% success. When issues arise, we often get off God's plan and begin to try to figure it out, often due to fear or impatience. So many have lost blessings because of this. Our minds are not big enough in intelligence to figure out God's genius in blessing His people and meeting their needs. We fall into unbelief when we try to figure out things that are bigger than our ability to personally solve them. You can't figure out the dynamics of God's power. Faith in God is bigger than man's natural ability. And whenever we try to figure out naturally what God does supernaturally, we begin to doubt because our natural minds cannot conceive spiritual possibilities. You can't figure out miracles. You can't figure out healing. You can't figure out deliverance. Neither can you figure out resurrection with the natural mind. Why do we always try to figure out God before we believe in Him? We don't try to figure out if our companies will be solvent enough for us to have jobs tomorrow. When we go to the doctor's office, we don't have them explain every step of the procedure, verify their every qualification, or have them break down the medical terms every step of the healing process. We trust that they are who they say they are, and we believe they can do what they say they can do. We put our trust first in their ability to do what they say, and only if it does not work do we doubt. Yet, we ask God to detail everything that He has promised before we will believe Him. Beloved, we must begin to believe God first and not require Him to prove that He can do it. Even if God detailed the supernatural details of a miracle, we probably could not comprehend the dynamics of it. Desire to raise the dead or walk in supernatural power, you cannot try to figure it out. If you want to walk in mighty signs and miracles, you must not try to figure it out. We are too busy trying to compute miracles, healings, and the manifestation of God's power, causing us not to rely on God. If you are going to think on things, then think or meditate on the Word of God. Just trust that the Word of God is the seed that will birth your harvest. The Holy Spirit will confirm the Word of God that you are trusting in. Mark 16 verse 20 says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following." Amen. Again, we think too much. Trusting God is not thinking how it's going to get done. Rather, it is reliance on His Word. We must let God do His part while we do ours, which is trusting that He will do what He said. We must keep our eyes on the Word and not have the spirit of skepticism in regards to God. When Peter walked on the water, he began to sink. His mind probably began to try and figure out this miracle. Rather than keeping his eyes on Jesus Christ, the Word, he looked at the waves and tried to figure out how he was going to manage when it came. Yet, as long as he kept his eyes on the promise of the Word and thought on that alone, the miracle was possible. It was when he tried to figure out how, if, what, and when, that he lost his ability to believe and trust God, thus losing the supernatural manifestation that was happening in his life. Singleness of mind. We must become single in mind. To resurrect the dead, you must not be double-minded, thinking you can, then you can't. You must decide whose report that you believe. As long as you are between two opinions, you will be paralyzed. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Beloved, you must know not only that God can, but he will. When you speak to the mountain and tell it to move, you must know that God will, and not try to figure out how it is going to get up and move out of your way. If God says it, then that is the single point of truth that you must receive in your mind, and nothing that is contrary to that. God alone must be your salvation in all things. God must be your salvation in all things. You are not to try to figure out how he's going to rescue you. When someone is trying to rescue you, you are not afraid of them. Rather, you put your trust and hope in them and their strength. This is how you must be with God. Trust God, for he is your salvation in all things. He will rescue you in every circumstance. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." God does not want you to try to figure it out, because you would then put your faith in the method and not him. The method becomes our salvation rather than God. It's not a method of rescue that God wants you to put your faith in, rather in himself alone. We must learn to let go of our designs, methods, ideas of how something should work, and then let God do what he promised. Our figuring it out most often gets in the way of God doing what he has promised, for it steals the faith necessary for him to move on your behalf. Your provisions are not in methods, strategies, riches, or man's strength. It is in the kingdom of God, or God's kingdom. You must not put your trust in them and all they manifest, rather in God. When you trust God and a righteous vessel, you have the spiritual keys to step into the kingdom and pull out the necessary provision to meet every need by faith. Mark chapter 10, verse 24 says, "And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? You can't enter in and access the riches in the kingdom as long as you are trusting in earthly riches as your backup plan, just in case God does not come through." Welcome back to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is Trust is Not Figuring It Out. Your faith must be released. When you are trying to figure it out, then you are holding onto the issue that needs to be remedied. You must release it and trust God. Whenever the enemy tries to get you to figure out healing, you must declare that God is my healer, and in Him, His skill, ability, expertise, will I trust. It is only when we try to figure it out, rather trust in God, that He brings it to pass. Psalms chapter 37 verse 5 says, Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Beloved child of the living God, when you are struggling with trying to figure it out, pour out your heart to God, and He will give you refuge, even from those doubting thoughts. The praise and thanking factor. We often ask how, why, and what in regards to God, wanting to figure out how He is going to do what we have asked. It is time to stop this. Put it away and raise your hands in praise, thus saying, I trust you, God, and I give it to you. It is also in the thanking of God that our faith is released, causing God to move on our behalf. It works with resurrections, miracles, healings, signs, wonders, provisions. Thanking God releases your faith, and it says, God, I am not going to figure it out, for that is your job. When you pray, thank Him and expect Him to honor His word. In John chapter 11, verses 41 through 43, Jesus Christ thanked the Father that He heard Him always. It reads, Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. And when He thus had spoken, He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. In the easiest of times and most difficult of times, Jesus Christ trusted the Father, knowing that He was always heard by the Father. Jesus Christ knew that if the Father heard Him, then it would be granted. It did not matter how difficult it may be in the natural, it would be done. This mindset set the stage for one of the greatest miracles, the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus Christ knew that the Father was hearing Him in resurrection. Thus He knew it would be done. We too must know that as long as we are in right standing with God, that He hears us always as well. And if He hears us, then he is moving on our behalf. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Beloved, you must begin to follow this pattern of righteous faith. Tell God that you thank him and that he hears you always. Many try to figure it out because they do not believe that God heard them in their request or hears them always. But that is not you. You must know that he hears you always. This gives assurance and confidence that God has it, causing you not to try to figure it out. For you have presented it to the one who can resolve any issue. Greater levels are coming. God is preparing his people for a greater level of understanding and revelation. He is calling on us to walk in his might and power. Yet it requires a greater level of trust than we have known in times past. This level of trust requires that we don't take what we have put in God's hands back by trying to figure out things in the period that we are waiting for the manifestation of God's promised answer. Don't try and figure out how he is going to do it. Just know that he will. It is time to do the miraculous. Yet to call for the dead, we cannot try to figure it out. To cure cancer, we cannot try to figure it out. To speak to AIDS, HIV, we don't need to break down the molecule structure of the disease. Figuring out how to stop it naturally. Rather, we must trust God, knowing that he has heard us, and not be double-minded. Those who will see the great miracles, healings, resurrections, are not those who are trying to figure out who God is, how he's going to do those things. Rather, those who believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him are those who don't move from their position of faith and trust. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Beloved, don't try and figure it out anymore. Just let go and let God.
I will lift my eyes to the heavens. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth.
Lord, thou hear the roars and times of the rocky. Oh Lord, the mountains are fly but sometimes deep. Stay right at your feet. Oh, Father.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. I must remind you that we are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in to us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you also to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You must also visit our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, at www.reverseofrevival.com. And once again, I am pleased to announce that we have established House of David School of Ministries in Orlando, Florida. continue on this spiritual journey, our lessons for tonight was trust is not figuring it out. I pray that it was a blessing to you. And if you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. To join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I encourage you. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. But it's not too late. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your life. I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. What does commitment mean? It is a pledge to do something. It can also mean to bind oneself, or obligate yourself to something or issue. Your word or your bond, honor and dedication are essential in any commitment. True commitment means that you will be in it until your obligation is complete. Beloved, Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 says, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute. If you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you, God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why wait? Why not accept him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundant. To receive Jesus Christ, you need to do these things. First, you admit your spiritual need. I am a sinner. Repent and be willing to turn from your sin. Be honest with yourselves. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. Receive through prayer Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Beloved, don't let this opportunity get away from you too much. Whatever you have done, whatever your situation is, whatever difficulties you are going through, relationships, financial infirmities, whatever they are, just bring it to the throne of grace and the Lord will take care of it. I encourage you tonight to submit. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn away from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. And I bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we lift you up tonight and magnify you, dear Lord, may the Holy Spirit dwell within us, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. You must take a firm stand for Jesus Christ. Make your life count. Tell someone about your decision. Read and study God's Word. Pray every day. Identify with a Bible teaching church for worship, instruction, fellowship, and service. We would like to help you grow spiritually by encouraging you to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almond, New York 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time spent with you tonight, dear Lord, proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Lord, we pray that tonight's lesson was a blessing to those who receive it. And we pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to do your will, your blessing will flow on this ministry abundantly, that we will touch lives throughout the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we honor you tonight. And we lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.